Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Liz Pfister, and I'm joined this evening by Mary Hernandez. Our two co-hosts, Nicola Parrington and DC Love, are unable to make it this evening, but Mary and I will be here to give you your messages. And how are you doing this evening, Mary?
I'm doing well. How
That's
are you?
Good. Beating the heat, right? We said it, where we are, it's so
yes,
hot.
Yes, it's really hot. Yes.
But we're surviving.
Yes. Indeed.
Well, let me tell the callers a little bit about Nicola and DC and myself, and then Mary, I will let you introduce yourself, all right?
Okay.
So, Nicola Parrington is a holistic therapist who works with her guides and angels to deliver messages from spirit and loved ones. She incorporates her skills in therapy alongside her psychic mediumship abilities to help assist you through your journey of life. She frequently uses tarot, oracle, and angel decks to complement her insight. You can contact Nicola at ParringtonNicola1@gmail.com or via Facebook at Nicola Parrington. And the lovely Miss DC Love, who everyone knows and loves, is an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, and a dream interpreter. She channels and brings forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, her angels, her in-spirit dog Ginger, and her not-so-divine guide Joan Rivers. She's also a Reiki master in the Yasui and Sanheim, and you can find DC Love on Facebook at DC Love. And myself, Liz Pfister, I'm a spiritual guru, I like to say. I know a little bit about a lot of things. I'm a student of the metaphysical. I do a little spiritual counseling. I'm a tarot and oracle card reader, as well as a Reiki practitioner. I do meditation therapy and sound healing. Excuse me. I'm also the author of my own card deck this year and host a radio show now, too. So a little bit of everything. And you can find me on Facebook at LizP11Love and on Instagram as well. And Mary, you want to tell the callers about yourself?
Yes, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath with the ability to communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of card decks, including tarot and oracle decks. I bring messages through from the spirit and pass on loved ones. I'm also a Reiki healer. And you could contact me via Facebook at Mary Hernandez 5252 and via Instagram and also through the Sacred Embers Network as well. And Liz has a surprise for us as she has been doing sound healing for us. So she's going to bring through a meditation via the bowl. So, Liz.
Mary and I were talking before we started the show about how it's been so hot here in the Northeast, it's been hard for us to get outside and be able to ground because the heat is just almost unbearable. So I grabbed the root chakra bowl because the root helps us to, at the center of our security and our stability. And it's our foundation, really, for the rest of our energy centers in our body. And if you don't have a good foundation, right, the rest of you is kind of just, you know, waddling back and forth. So
hey,
we played the root together and we all got in sync on the same page, which helps you to tune us in. So we all sit up nice and straight and tall. And let's take a big, deep breath in through our nose, filling our chest and stomach up full of air. And then letting it out nice and slow through our mouth, real controlled. And inhale one more time through your nose, nice and deep. And let it out nice and slow. And one more time, breathing in. And letting it out. All right.
Oh, wow, that's great. I was actually twirling,
right,
like,
now.
Twirling with the sound, like the motion.
Like, sometimes it does. Sometimes, you know, it's funny when I do this for people inside, you know, when we're in a room together, a lot of times it can get a little bit, you know, like you're on some kind of a, you know, drug-induced psychedelic trip, because the colors, you know, each of the bowls has a note on the musical scale that it coordinates with and then it also goes with a color, a shape, different, you know, different mantras, all kinds of things. So a lot of people will see colors. They'll see the mandala shapes, you know, while they're laying there with their eyes closed in the meditation. You know, I've had different things. I've heard things while I'm doing the, while I've been in the meditation for bowls. It's, they're pretty powerful, I will say. It's definitely an interesting field to check out and to research. A lot of things going on as far as science with sound frequency healing and such. You know, they're doing research that they believe it will cure Alzheimer's as well as childhood cancers. And there's a hospital, I can't remember where it is, but they put a sound frequency chamber in their breast care center so that people can do sound frequency healing for breast cancer instead of getting chemotherapy or radiation. So it's it's pretty interesting. If you look up sound healing or, you know, sound frequency for treatment of illness, it's pretty fascinating. There's a lot of stuff. A lot of people are researching it, and it's pretty worldwide, actually. But it's fascinating. I mean, and who knew, like, you know, a sound could take our cells that have become irregular and put them back to the regular, to where they're supposed to be, so that they're not misformed or out of whack or whatever. So it's pretty cool because it's not, you know, not invasive like a surgery or something.
Yeah, I agree. And they can certainly check you out on Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
I live stream on my Facebook page every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, my live crystal singing bowl meditation. I actually do it here in the middle of the town where I live. We have a gazebo, and the hour before we do a yoga class, and then at 7, the people from yoga are welcome to stay for the bowls, and we have some other people that come join just for bowls, and then the people online. So, yeah, we have a pretty good following there, and people really, really enjoy it. It's a nice place if you need to start setting aside some time for yourself to do some meditation. That's a good hour to check out. And if you can't make it at 7, I always post the replay so you can watch it anytime. It's convenient for you as well. Well, Mary, I see our switchboard is lighting up. Is it time for us to get going here?
Yes. Exactly. Okay. So we're going to unlock the first caller. Okay. Area code 954. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. Thank you for the singing bowls. I also have them on tape at home. I'm going through.
Do you have a question for us, Mary?
Yeah, I'm going through a crisis right now. I'm dealing with some health issues, abdominal pain, and going for diagnostic tests. Over the weekend, my partner left unexpectedly, and so I had to come up with the rent this month. So I'm in kind of a bad situation. I'm wondering if you're going to see me having to make a move, or what's going to happen on that end, and if they're going to be able to find the cause of my problem.
Okay. I'll let Liz go, and I'm going to see if I pick up something from Spirit.
I was going to say, I feel like there's going to be a solution, but I feel like you're definitely going into a turbulent time. I can feel that. Like, you're going to feel uneasy for a little while. Obviously, you already are, because, it's, you know, of course it's unnerving to not have your rent paid and then to find out you're sick on top of that. I know I went through that a few weeks ago myself.
Really?
It gets you a little...
It's just getting worse, so... You know, trying to get a resolve.
Yeah. So let me ask, so your stomach area, you know, that's, we're talking about your solar plexus, and that's your, how is your self-confidence?
Well,
it's
lower, it's more like in the bladder area, but I don't know if it's lower stomach or bladder. It seems to have more bladder issues.
Okay.
I have to go for a CAT scan next week.
Okay. So I'll say the first card I pulled was a woman holding a heart. And to me, that's you right now in this time, because you're feeling uneasy. It's not about love holding the heart, but it's about you know, you being conscientious about yourself and how you're feeling, which is why you're calling, right? You're aware that you don't feel well. You're aware that you're upset, right? You're stressed out.
Right.
So
the rug is
from her.
Pulled out from underneath me.
Yep. And I just want to look at something up here real quick. I apologize. But, you know, you can't shuffle cards and look on the internet at the same time. So how ironic that we would get you the root chakra tonight when you tune in, because this card, the woman holding a heart, is also number 44. And 44 is a spiritual number that says the angels are supporting you and they're behind you. So, you know, you're feeling upset, you're feeling uneasy, which is normal, totally natural. But the angels are saying, we got your back, don't worry. And I do feel that way. I did feel like it was just going to be an uneasy period, but you will have a good outcome, you know, just a little bit of a, you know, an upset, right? A bump in the road. So we breathe through it. And your second card shows you, it's a journey, and I don't see it as you moving. This is more of I feel like an internal journey, spiritual journey somewhat, or the undoing of old thoughts is what I'm getting. And so, you know, this illness is going to cause you to reflect on some things that have happened in your life, different things that you may need to revisit and heal from childhood or when we're, you know, younger. And it's not in a negative way. You know, these things, it's good for us to purge this kind of stuff out of our system, because we hold on to it and it manifests itself into physical illness. And really, if we probably get down to the root of those things, we'll find out that that's probably the cause of your stomach issue in the end, because that's how it works. Trauma becomes physical ailments, physical. It manifests itself in our body when we hold on to it into, you know, physical sickness and disease. And we sometimes don't realize the things that we hold on to from when we were so young. I know when I've done some self-healing and, you know, meditated and said, you know, show me what I need to, you know, work on, what I need to revisit. And I've gone back to moments from my childhood that I remember, and I think to myself, what was the significance of that? Like, it didn't seem at the time like it had any implication on anything. And even when I'm remembering it, I'm saying, why is this coming to me? And what, you know, that wasn't upsetting or whatever, but what it does is it actually uncovers a systematic thing that was happening during that time. Like, I just worked with a girl this weekend that her parents, you know, they were continually, they're the, Catholic Italians that nobody else knows your business. If something happens, you don't talk about it. You sweep it under the rug. You know, you tell your parents something bad happened to you, and they say, no, we're not going to talk about it. We don't do that. And they push it away, right? And that's a systematic, you know, bad habit that we just repeat generation after generation until someone breaks it. So she now realizes it, and I said, now this is what you don't want to do going forward, right? And it causes a chain reaction where it opens up new things in your body and helps break up some of that, some stagnant energy that you've been holding on to for Lord knows how long sometimes. And the last card I got for you is very interesting. It's Seeing Beyond, and it's number 36. It's actually about your third eye. And it's about you, this is going to cause you, again, like I said, with the journey, you know, that internal journey going in, finding out those things that, you know, may need to be healed or may need to be visited, maybe stuff that needs to be forgiven, you know, be any number of things that, you know, you're holding on to in that area, because that's like our, you know, whether it's the solar plexus or the sacral, that's our area of like everything personal that happens to us, right? The sacral has to do with our sexuality. So, you know, any kind of past romances could be, you know, we could be manifesting, you know, things from those. You know, the solar plexus has to do with our confidence and our power. So, you know, if someone was repeatedly saying, yeah, you don't behave or whatever growing up, you started manifesting an illness from that, thinking you weren't good enough. So this is going to cause you, though, too, to go inside and then connect with your higher self and start to use your intuition and start to rely on Mary to, you know, Mary knows what's best for Mary, and Mary's going to make the right decisions, and she's not going to ask anybody, and she's not going to have to, because she's going to know. And you're going to be confident in yourself from that. So what I see coming for you is a little bit of uneasiness, a little bit of unrest, not the smoothest path, but the things that are going on, they're going to be resolved, and they're, you know, it's just going to be one of those divine timing, right, that we have no patience for here on the plane. But
not seeing a move, are you?
I'm not seeing a move for you. I'm seeing that you're going to stay where you are, because I think, you know, when you start getting into medical issues, right, that's a lot going on to have to move and to have to worry about those. And
right, I don't want to. I want to stay put and take care of myself physically first.
Yeah.
So you're not feeling that.
Yeah, feeling you moving anywhere. I really see you doing an internal journey as a result of this illness. Which again, I don't think is a severe illness. I don't think it's bad. I think you're going to figure it out, but I think it's going to take a little bit of time for them to really get to the root of the problem.
Yeah, it's been going on a long time, and it's, instead of getting better, resolving, it just seems like it's getting worse. So I'm putting the pressure on these doctors and do something, get some more tests, send me to a specialist. So I've been following orders. And I have a test scheduled next week, so I'm
so
just going to follow through.
Are you a meditator, Mary?
I had been up until things got so chaotic. I just didn't have as much time or patience for it. I do when I can, or I do little mini meditations. You know,
yeah,
do some quick breathing and try to pray a little in between things going on and focus on whatever I can that's good, you know. But I used to do it a lot more, but just haven't been able to.
Yeah, so sure. So what I'm thinking too, Mary, is, you know, I always say you have to advocate for your own health, right? Because the healthcare system is so bogged down, especially right now.
Bad.
Worse than
pretty
ever
bad.
Before, right? But, you know, I would, you know, maybe if you can find yourself 10 minutes a day to do a little meditation and ask your higher self, like, you know, can you point me in the direction of what's going on with me? What, you know?
Right. I've been doing all that. I've been asking all kinds of questions and nothing, you know, nothing is certain.
Yeah.
You know, I have speculations, but nothing. There are things they're finding, but it's not, you know, going in the right direction. It's still scattered. They're not putting the pieces together.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. And also my partner had some, I don't know if they're medical or emotional issues, whatever. It's a combination of that going on. So, you know, that is not here to deal with. So I'm dealing with myself.
Right.
And, you know,
well,
I'm trying to look at that in a positive way and focus more on myself.
Right.
But,
yeah, absolutely. When you don't feel well, you need to be your number one priority.
Right. I'm not going to be a good partner. I'm not going to be always ready to jump and do something you want. So if you can't accept it, it's like, this is the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
I'm taking care of me.
You
got to put the oxygen mask over your own face first.
That's
and
right.
Do the other ladies have something to say? Or?
Yes, Mary's going to come up next and give you her reading.
Well, thank you for yours. Very insightful.
You're welcome. And good luck with everything.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi,
this
again.
Is Mary.
Right. Yes, hi.
So I feel like the card, so I was pulled to get from the abundance or divine abundance oracle for you. And this card jumps out. And it kind of resonates with what Liz was mentioning. So it's called the true offering. And the true offering takes what can be an unbearable cross and returns it to love. So what I get from this is sometimes we go through things to awaken us, like, and return to love. So basically, you know, this illness has awakened you, I feel, or it's in the process of awakening you to come to your true self. You know, because we all have our true self, our oneness. And that's what I'm getting from that. And there's butterflies in this picture. There's a phoenix rising. So that's, again, spiritual, you know, like you're rising from the ashes, from below up to, you know, heaven. And the butterfly signifies transformation as well. So I feel like you're going through a transformation. Like all this is changing for you. There's beautiful flowers. There's lots of blue. That card is beautiful. So what I was getting, oh my gosh, I'm so out of breath. I feel like I wanted to tell you to, every morning when you wake up, just say, I'm blessed. And I'm grateful, you know, and I do this every morning myself, you know, and I thank the Lord for another beautiful day ahead. I mean, you know, I know it's going to be beautiful because I'm awake. And, you know, I say this to a lot of callers, like we have to be thankful and grateful for another day of life, you know, and that's how I am, you know, and I always say I'm blessed and I'm grateful. And so the other card I pulled for you was from the postcards from Spirit, and this kind of resonates with your move. I didn't get a movement on my chest, so it was like a no, basically, or maybe not right now. But this card kind of resonates with what your next path or next move is. So it says, dear Sue, since you're on Earth, you understand how buildings are built. Yes, a good solid foundation. And yet flexibility, too, in case of earthquakes. Truth be told, you can't offer something sustainable unless it is built from a solid base, whether it be an idea that takes form one step at a time or an actual house that needs a sturdy foundation dug, poured, and built. We want to remind you of this because you might need a little encouragement to see this is true in your life at this time. Celebrate the fact that right now, you can repair the cracks in the foundation of your life effortlessly, as well as do a general site check to ensure hard work is being well supported. do this and know you are building your life on a perfect and sound foundation that will allow you to welcome the many miracles waiting to come to visit. We're so happy for you and so intrigued by what you're building. So I feel like once you're done, you know, you start feeling better, you're going to build a solid foundation for your life. And like I saw, like this true offering, like you're offering yourself and, you know, like I see the phoenix rising. That's what I see in this card. And, you know, the foundation is key, like to have a sturdy foundation. And you will have that. And I don't see, I actually don't see a move at all. You're just going to come out of this so beautifully. And, you know, like I said, you know, sometimes life throws us those curveballs, and it's just to put us in the right path, you know, with the right people, like, you know, at the right time. It's just divine. I feel like sometimes divine intervention, you know, it's required for us to get on our path that we're really set out to have here in life. And that's what I have. Mary, are you suffering at all from anxiety? Because I'm just like hyperventilating right now.
Well, I guess I was in that state of mind when I came back from the doctor after being there all day and coming back and
okay, because I'm
finding
feeling
out that I've got to suddenly come up with more money and I'm, you know, facing a lot of tests and I'm, you know, the whole thing just may hit me. I've also got a cat that I'm concerned about because I'm treating her with some medication for a condition as well. It's just like everything just kind of
all at
fell
once,
apart.
Yeah. And that's what happens, Mary.
Just
not,
over the weekend.
And Liz could tell you. That's what happens.
Yeah.
it all comes down
at like,
once.
You try to make appointments and just get things resolved, and it doesn't work that way. There's mix-ups in the orders, and there's confusion in their offices as well, and then you don't get the appointments, and then they write the wrong order. And so this is what's been going on for the last couple days, too, because I'm ready to move forward. I don't like to just sit back and wait for something to be resolved. I want to take action and do something. So
yeah, and
I
agree. I mean, be your own advocate with your health.
Yeah,
you know,
if they're
not giving you the right opinion, then go to a next one, you know, and
this
just,
is what I've been going through,
you know, and
for
it's
a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You know, and some you just waste hours of your life sitting in pain, and you come out and there's no answer or there's just an abrupt, you know, treatment. This is what I've been dealing with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have somebody who's got my back and who is going to stick by me and is suddenly, you know, going to want all the attention when I'm suffering, then, you know, that's the way it has to be because I have to take care of myself first.
Yeah. Mary has to take care of Mary, exactly.
I'm no good to myself.
And we always say, first is you and then everybody else. And everybody else that you care for, exactly. But first is you. You go first.
That's
beyond anything.
That's
and, you know, sometimes
selfless,
we have difficulty with that.
You know, being selfless but not selfish, you know. It's just
take
care of thyself first.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. I totally agree with that.
Don't you? I mean, you've got to do that. I'm not going to sit back and play the woe is me victim. I want to do something. So hopefully, you know, as long as I can manage and come up with the funds. Luckily, I had something put aside this month. But, you know, as a month goes to another month and there's more expenses. So I'm just trying to pray that, you know, the solution will be made, you know, clear, and I'll be, you know, I'll be okay. So.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I see that you will be fine. So, Mary, make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything is going, and I'm sure it's going to end up resolved and much better, because I do see, you know, good things, you know, but that solid foundation, which is you, is most important.
Yes,
so make sure you give us a call. You're so welcome, Mary. Have a blessed night.
If there's any consolation, it's just as hot and bored as it is up north, and maybe more so.
I bet.
Steam bath. If you want a free steam bath,
probably 10 times.
I
came outside earlier, and it was like poof in my face. I was like, wow, it is so humid.
It's like in a sauna. And you run for the air conditioning.
Exactly.
That's another reason I'm hyperventilating. Every time I go outside, I can't breathe out there, and I run back in the air.
Yeah, but I feel more calm now, so that means you're calm. So that's good. Try and listen to Liz's, you know, sound bowl meditations on Tuesday. Like she mentioned, she has them on replay.
Okay.
You can listen to them. They're very calming. And even if you listen
tape on them that I listen to a lot. And I used to go to an acupuncture and Reiki classes where they had them. So they're very helpful.
Yeah,
they are. Healing. Okay, thank you, ladies. And
you're welcome.
You're welcome, Mary. We're sending you healing energy. It's so tough to have something wrong with you, because it's frustrating with the medical field, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it is. But I feel like a lot of things happen, you know, when we start awakening spiritually and coming to our one self, lot of things happen to us. You know, and it's just to awaken us to our divine self, you know, what we truly came here to be and do, you know, to help others. So, you know, I feel like we all have our path and our path hurts or, you know, sickness and stuff that we go through, you know, in order to awaken who we truly are.
Yeah,
And so I
sometimes
think
our body
have a
just
caller
needs to get
from
rid
last...
of some stuff.
Okay. I have a caller from last week, which I'm going to pick up. Hold on one second. Area code 347, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My first name is Tanika.
Tanika? Hi, Tanika. Do you have a question for us?
I wanted to see if you saw any change in my life coming up as far as seeing me moving or anything as far as relationship. If you need specifics, I could give you specifics. I know with my job, I was... Go ahead.
With the move, I got a clear yes, and I got chilled. So I'll let Liz go, but, you know, we don't need specifics. If you just give us, like, one thing, you know, we normally can pick up on you know, yes and no's and what else. But I'll pick a card for you as well, but I'll let Liz go first. But that's what I got, a yes on the move.
Oh, wow. Do you see one?
I could pick the cards of time and see if they give me something.
Okay.
Okay.
Tamika, this is Liz, and the first card that I pulled for you is Tender Embrace, which is a heart chakra card. It's the number 22, and it's two elephants, you know, kind of hugging their trunks together here. So I see someone coming in for you. It's going to be very gentle, almost like you aren't going to notice, I feel like. It's going to be very, you know, 22, of course, is about duality, right? So it's the yin and the yang. So it's going to be someone that's like your equal match on the masculine side, right? You're going to balance each other perfectly. And that's why I feel like it's almost not going to seem like it's not going to be like a, you know, hot and heavy romance type of thing. It's almost going to like naturally find its way together in its own time. But beautifully, right? Because it's going to be the perfect complement. And then the next card I got for you is a higher view. And this is to do with your third eye. So it's asking you to tap in to your intuition. And again, now I agree with Mary. I do feel like you're going to be moving. But it's asking you to, you know, go to that higher place, do a little meditation and tune in and get some guidance on where you should be going. Because they want to direct you. They want to show you the way. And they're going to show you why. And I think, I feel like it's not something that you've thought of where the angels are trying to direct you. So, you know, they're calling you to tap in and to just, you know, ask for the messages, ask for signs, ask for answers, and they're going to guide the way as far as the move goes. And then the last card I pulled for you is appreciation. So what I feel like this is telling you is to, right now, appreciate where you are, what you've got going on. Don't try to rush any relationships, any moves. Be grateful for what you have right here in the present moment, because that is really what's going to speed up the manifest train. I don't know if you've ever done anything with manifesting, like putting your intentions out there. Okay. So, you know, the universe has this funny thing here in us, in our human form. We, you know, we have this thing called time, and we like to have things in our time as fast as we want them, and we don't have a lot of patience as human beings. However, the universe doesn't believe in time, and it brings you what you need when it feels is the right time. It's, you know, in its own time. So, so you're really being called to just settle in and have faith that everything's going to work out, and really believe in that law of universal timing, divine timing, I'm sorry, that, you know, everything's going to come to you when it comes. And like, just kind of like the first card, you're not going to expect it, right? It's just going to kind of, it'll show up, but you know it's coming. So they really don't want you to force anything. They want you to be happy. So when you manifest, the biggest piece of manifesting is appreciating what you have right now, appreciating that, you know, that you have what you need. You have a roof over your head, you have shoes on your feet, you have a car to drive, whatever it may be. And saying, yeah, you know, I'm so grateful I have these things. And not saying, I wish I had this and I wish I had that and I wish, you know, staying here in the present and saying, you know, I'm really grateful for the job that I have. It pays my bills. Even if it's not your favorite job or the job that you necessarily want to do forever, you have a job and it's paying your bills, right? And you can appreciate that. You may not love it, that's okay, but you appreciate what you have now. And when we do that, and we're in that sense of appreciation and gratitude, that puts the law of attraction into like a overdrive, so it starts to deliver faster. So, you know, I feel like they want to make you kind of wait a little bit, but it won't be too long. You know, don't be, I'm feeling like it's going to happen within the year, but maybe Mary can give a little bit more insight on the timeline. Just trying to see if I don't feel like it's too long, but I feel like, you know, it's not going to be the next couple of weeks or the next month. They're going to make you kind of take the path and almost, some of it I feel like almost put out of your mind, like you forgot about it, and then boom, it's going to show up. So, you know, so things are coming. Things are going to change. Things are going to shift, but the universe is just going to do it when it wants to, not necessarily when Shanika wants to. And sometimes that's what we get from the universe. But, you know, having faith, excuse me, that it, you know, because the universe always delivers, and sometimes it delivers far beyond what we've even imagined at this point. So it's always, I'm always floored sometimes by what comes my way without me asking. So that is what I have for you right now. I'll let Mary give her reading, because maybe she'll have some more insight for you about your timeline and that stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Tanika. It's Mary. So I picked from the cards of time for you. Remember, time is fluid, so, you know, it may or may not be. But I got two cards that jumped out for you. So I got the Gemini season, which we just passed, which was May 21st through June 21st. But then at the bottom of the card, it says search for exchange, 3 weeks or 3 months. That's what I got for that one. And I'm kind of chilled, which sometimes means that the 3 months could be it, you know, at least as far as you finding something or, you know, starting to look. And then the other card I pulled for you was the Sunday card. Well, I didn't pull for you. It just jumped out. And it's go inwards and develop a vision. That's what it says. And there's like a crystal on there. And the card is yellow. So I'm going to read from the book because they wanted me to. So it says one is the number, and the card number is one, by the way. One is the number of the beginning. The planet sign for the sun shows integrity and the core of your will within it. The warm yellow color symbolizes confidence, and the blue crystal shows lucidity. The sun is our central body. It gives the light that facilitates life, and our solar system circles around it. In Christian church calendars, it is not Monday, but Sunday, that is the first day of the week, on which, according to mythological tradition, Jesus Christ's resurrection took place. The general meaning of this card is you can start your venture next Sunday, maybe looking for a place, because, I mean, that was the question I asked. Vitality and the light of your soul are playing a vital role, and so does your spiritual clarity. But a vision that comes and is backed up from within is an essential precondition for the plan to succeed. Maybe you need to develop that vision first. So I feel like create a vision of where you want to be, like, you know, manifesting. I know you said you tried doing that. I feel like having a vision board of where you want to be would be very helpful. And just say, this is where I'll be in, let's say, 3 months. Or even, you know, if you think it's just way too high, just say, you know, in 1 year, I'll be living here. You know, I feel like vision boards are really helpful for future endeavors or wherever we want to be. And the other card I pulled for you was from Postcards from Spirit, which is like my go-to deck. And it's dear to the common thing, be in the world, but not of it. And wear the world loosely, refers to the need to be engaged with life while not being attached to specific outcomes. Do not take this world too personally, for you are one of the many co-creators here to play, and we have many ideas about how all this should play out. Spirit has a plan for you, like Liz said. I mean, there is a plan for you. So sometimes they guide us and they let us see where it is, you know, and show us things and open our eyes on the possibilities. So, I'm continuing now. Just know the outcomes don't matter as much as the presence you bring to each experience and how you let yourself flow through life. There's a real freedom in knowing and accepting this. So will you wear the world loosely or will it straitjacket you? It is your choice. Whatever happens, have the courage to keep trying to live as you are meant to. And when it comes to manifesting, don't worry about the how or even the why. We have that covered. Everything is going to turn out exactly as it should. Spirit has a plan. Loving you always and forever. Wow, Tanika, I'm so chilled because even before finishing the card, I hadn't read it. And like Liz said, Spirit has a plan for you. And, you know, manifesting, I mean, just put it out there in the universe and it'll happen. And don't worry about the how or the why. It's going to happen if you put it out there. They have you covered. So okay. That's what I have for you, Tanika. I hope that really helped.
That was really nice.
I'm so happy. And thank you for calling, because I know you called either last week or the week before. So I keep track of the people that call so that I can, you know, pick them up if you were on hold for a while. So I'm glad you called back. And make sure you give us a call when you move and when you get that new boyfriend.
I will.
So love and light to you, Tamika. Have a blessed night.
Thank
you're welcome.
You
I'll put you on hold if you want to continue.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. Wow, it's so amazing how we both, like, we're so synchronistic. Like, and then the card that I pulled out with Spirit Has a Plan. It's so amazing. Yeah. And what does it say in the back? You are beauty. So, Tanika, you are beauty. That's what it said.
How beautiful. So, that's nice to hear, you know.
Yeah, you know? It is.
Sometimes we need to be reminded that we're beautiful and that, you know, somebody's coming for us.
Yeah, definitely. And have, you know, and like we always say, like, keep some hangers, you know, keep some space in your closet and your dresser for that special someone, you know, keep those hangers, Tanika, and anyone else looking for love, keep those hangers available in your closet.
Make a little
space. So Liz, are you ready for our next caller?
I am.
Okay. Area code 651. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. I wonder if, like, because I do psychic readings, so I wonder if I'm, like, really tapping into people's energy and their energy fields and their thoughts and emotions, or is it just my imagination? Sometimes I feel like it's my imagination. So I just want to know what your insight is on that.
Well, you are tapping in because I did get chills. And I don't know if you were on the call when I, like, actually started hyperventilating with one of the callers, because I guess they were having anxiety. So that's how you could feel it. And also, you know, like, when you walk into a room, if you feel, like, drained and tired, that means you're picking up energy, and I'm getting chilled. So you are experiencing all this. You get drained totally. Like, sometimes, you know, like, we as empaths and, you know, psychics, we need to make sure that we protect ourselves and, you know, like, have a bubble before we leave our homes, or self-Reiki. You know, if you're a Reiki healer, just protect yourself and do Reiki. Like, you know, those are key things to do, especially, you know, being an empath or psychic or, you know, our path, like what we do. And anything, any other question that you have? Do you want us to pull you, like, a card?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I'll let Liz go first, and then I'll pull a card for you as well.
Okay. So, well, as Mary was talking to Fiona, the first card I pulled out is a, it's a throat chakra card, because ironically our ears have to do with our throat, but it is number 33 and ears wide open. So that tells me right away that, yes, you do have the ability. The number 3 is a spiritual number for the alignment of, like, mind, body, soul. So when you're in that alignment, you're definitely tapping into the higher power. You're definitely in that energy frequency. Now, Do you know about the different clairs, clair audience, clair sentience?
Yes, I'm very clair audience.
Okay, so right there's confirmation. This is ears wide open. So what you're hearing is really, truly, it is spirit. That's what it's telling you. And you're in that alignment. And as soon as I pulled it, I'm like, oh, yep, this is exactly what's happening. Now, the second card I pulled, this is good because this is a third eye card, and it is the Oracle's Gift. Now, have you ever messed around with tea leaves, tried to read tea leaves or any of that?
I think I've tried a few times in, like, coffee grounds and stuff, yeah.
Because this is a picture of a teacup, excuse me, on the front with almost like a triangle coming out of it, and you know, some other little visions. So I wondered about the tea leaves. That's something that I have I've dabbled in that too. It is kind of neat, but it's not the easiest thing to work with.
But, no, not during with colors.
Yeah,
you got to drink the tea first.
you are seeing, you know, you are picking up the messages. You are really hearing what you're hearing. You are tuned in. Just like Mary said, though, you know, learn about protecting yourself and bubbling up before you start to, even before you start to go out of the house, because as you start to work on your gifts, you start to open up more. And if you don't practice shielding yourself from other people's energies, you can really go into a tailspin. You can even pick up stuff that will make you ill because it becomes overwhelming. So you want to every day when you wake up, ask your team, your angels, your spirits, whatever you call them, say, hey, you know, come on, protect my energy today. You know, I ask you to come in and protect my energy today. You know, allow me to. And I usually say, allow me to be aware of what others are feeling, but not to absorb their energy or take it on. Because empathic people, we tend to do that naturally, just take on other people's energy. I used to be one that, you know, I could be in a room with someone and they would get upset and start crying, and I'm crying for no reason. I don't even know why they're crying. So, So you know, you want to watch.
Yeah, I've been getting. Sorry. Sorry.
Nope,
go ahead.
Sorry, you just want to be aware of you just want to make yourself so that you can be aware of their energy and know what's going on with them, but not take it on for yourself. That becomes overwhelming and it becomes draining. And it's, you know, you're at a point because you're in this and you're aware you have the gifts and that you're dabbling with it a little bit, to start asking, you know, start pushing it a little further, start to ask for signs, you know, say, you can ask a question, you know, I'm thinking about going to the movies Friday, if this is the right time for me to show you a sign, right? And you can be specific if you have something that you'd like to get from your angels, you know, like feathers or coins. You can, you know.
They send me mirror numbers, like 909, 1212, 303, 404, all the time.
Perfect. So you know what your sign is. Some people don't. That's great. But, you know, you can ask for your numbers to pop up. And that's how you know. That's like your confirmation, just like the 33 card, right? Ears wide open. You're saying, do I really have this gift or am I just making it up in my head? You do. Yeah. And with your mirror numbers again. and then the last card I pulled for you is number 2, and it's Roots of Abundance. So along with being empathic and clairaudient, you know, clairvoyant, clairsentient, any of those things, the important thing to do every single day is to ground. Because if we spend too much time up in the crown and third eye chakra, we get a little like, la, 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 people, you know, that aren't really here on earth. So it's important to ground so that we keep a balance between, you know, being here in our human form and connect to the earth and on the earthly plane. And then, you know, we have that ability to connect with the higher realm, but we can't be there, you know, for the most part of our day. We need to keep it balanced. So make sure that you're every day, you know, going outside and, you know, if it's not warm and you can't maybe put your feet to the earth, or you know, your hand on a tree, just make sure you're going outside and taking some deep breaths, you know, just taking in the air, the fresh air, looking at your surroundings, hearing the nature sounds. That's a good way to ground.
I'm waiting to get my second COVID shot so I can be around more people at the beach.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Beach is my favorite place to ground.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, yes, you are definitely connected, and I feel like you have more stuff coming for you, but it's definitely calling you to make sure that you're doing that grounding work every day. You know, even, like I said, even, you know, cause I, like here in the Northeast in the wintertime, I'm not going outside and put my feet on the ground. So I walk to work every day. So, you know, I have a little short walk to work. I'm outside. That's grounding. Going outside and, like I said, just taking 3 or 4 deep breaths in and just, you know, feeling the cold air on your face or the warm air on your face, you know, the sun beating on you, the, you know, the sounds of nature that are going on around you. Those are all things that ground us and connect us to the earth. So it's just when you're working on those psychic abilities and those opening up to the higher realm, it's very, very important to ground. And if you keep those things balanced, you're going to bring some new things into your life as well. That's where the abundance part comes in. You're going to start to notice that anytime you have a need for something or, you know, something goes wrong, that it's just what you need is going to show up in your path. I try to tell people that I work with to, when we think of abundance, don't just think of money, because that's what we're programmed, you know, that's what we immediately connect abundance with is physical money. But abundance is really having what you need when you need it. So, you know, if you need your car fixed and somebody comes down the road, you're like, oh, hey, I'm a mechanic, you know.
Yeah.
So those are the things.
I see it as also like being when you're in abundance, things are flowing better, like they're not stagnant.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And that's a big part of, you know, keeping that balance between the spiritual and the earth connection too. Because then you're in flow, right? Your chakras have to flow from your crown to your root. So you're exactly right. It is twofold with the flow and the energy movement. So, I hope you call us back. I hope you tell us, you know, how you've developed your gifts a little bit more. And I'll let Mary give you her message, but congratulations.
Okay.
And now you have confirmation that you're definitely hearing what you're hearing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Christiana. It's Mary. So I pulled the postcard from Spirit for you, and then I was pulled to pull from the Angels and Ancestors deck by Carl Gray, and like 3 cards jumped out. So I took them all 3 because I feel like they resonate with what you're going through, or, you know, I feel they do. So the first one I'm going to read is a postcard from Spirit. So it says, "Dearest you, miracles never run out. Look back over your life and you will see so many moments of synchronicity when all the right people, the right place, the right opportunities, and the right time just showed up without any of your help. Think back to how you felt just before a miracle happened. You felt you were giving up, but it was more like a gentle surrender to whatever was about to happen. We want you to know that miracles are being concocted for you, and you will never, ever, ever run out of them. You just don't get to choose how they come, who will deliver them, when they will show up, and what they will do for you. All of that is our department. Spirit knows that what is best for you and what wants to be expressed through you. You are an incredible and amazing and a magnet for miracles. That would be a good mantra for you today. We're on it. Relax. If you only knew how much you were loved," and it has a sigh, like, ah. Oh. I love these cards, by the way. I love postcards from Spirit. And this is from, oh my gosh, it's Colette Baron-Reed. I absolutely love these cards. And
what I really got from this, it's so funny because as Liz was talking, I felt like you mentioned the synchronistic numbers or the mirrored numbers, you know, like, and life, like when we start awakening, things open up, people, places, I mean, like doors start opening and we don't even have to pay for it. You know, like people, mentors come in our lives where, you know, it's just amazing. It's just like doors opening up like out of the blue, you know, people call you and ask you, you know, I can help you, or, you know, or all these free courses online, you know, that all the big, like Colette Baron Reed, James Van Prague, I mean, even Kyle Gray does some, you know, like a lot of our, and Radley Valentine also does some, you know, like they're giving back to our community, which is awesome. And, you know, so all I can say is Christiana also, like, if you want to open up more, if you don't, you know, if you have time, just, you know, take those online courses that are free or being provided free, and they just open you up more as well.
Yeah, I often do. Yeah. I often do. I've been looking into a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. And Hay House has a lot too, by the way.
I really like Bradley Valentine.
Yeah, he's really awesome, yeah. And he's funny. So, yeah, I agree. But Colette Baron Reed, it's like I have my three or four favorite, but Colette Baron Reed is so funny, and I love her.
Yeah.
I love her cards. I just love. We also got, both Liz and I got the Oracle of the Seven Energies by Colette Baron Reed. That's another nice deck that she created, which is so beautiful. So I'm going to read you these cards because there were three jumpers. So the first one was the Druid, hold the space, it says. Hold things together and don't make any sudden moves or changes. Stand strong, knowing you are where you are supposed to be. And I won't read too much into this card because I feel like it kind of says not to deep, dig too deep and, you know, hold your ground on that one and hold your space. And then the next card that fell out was the Peacekeeper, and it says, let go of the need to be right. And as, you know, Liz was reading, I was just pointing out, like, what I should say, you know, like they were highlighting what I should mention to you. So the card message is, choose peace and happiness over the need to be right. Rather than trying to prove a point, save your energy for what's important. And we know what your energy is important for, is to communicate with spirit and be, you know, and help people awaken. Because, you know, this is the time right now to help each other, you know, in what we're doing. And then they extend a message, which I highlighted a few. It says, there's a warrior within you that wants to rise up, prove your point, and get the truth across. But you're being reminded by your ancestor wisdom that truth will always be revealed in the end. And I'm so chilled. So that's a confirmation, something perhaps that you want to make right or tell people, you know, I'm right. Well, the truth will always prevail and will always come out in the light later on, you know, maybe not when you're wanting it to. And just, you know, save your energy, because that's the key to this card. And then it says, there is much power in choosing to move forward from a higher perspective. This will allow you to connect deeply to the guidance within and the intuition that will lead you towards the healing of the whole situation. So, I mean, I feel like letting go of the need to be right and saving your energy is the key to this card, the Peacekeeper card. And then last but not least was the Heart Guardian, which they want me to read the whole meaning to it. This, the Heart Guardian, is love and let yourself be loved. And it says, welcome with open arms opportunities to give and receive love. About the Heart Guardian, she's an angelic energy that can help you call for protection and guidance with all issues surrounding the heart. This is essentially the angel who helps you with all relationships, whether they be with yourself, family, or even a romantic connection. She can enable you to beyond any limiting fears about trust, discern whom to trust, and understand how you can move forward in a balanced relationship with that person. In this card, she is adorned with a sacred heart and draped in a red cloak to show her capacity to let love lead the way. And the extended message of this card is, you are love, lovable and loving. The energy of love is surrounding your whole world at this time. Angels are swirling around you, encouraging you to open your heart and reveal the blessings that you have to offer. I am so chilled, Christiana. They want you to know that you are highly lovable. They want you to know that you are a highly loving being who deserves to give and receive love. If you are finding it challenging to feel love at this time, it's important for you to give yourself credit where it's due. You are also encouraged to welcome support from others. Learn to receive. Don't try to do everything on your own. If you are working on a relationship or in a new relationship, this card can usher in energies that allow you to forge a powerful connection with your partner. Love is in the air. And she has a beautiful rose, too, on her cloak. So, wow. This was a beautiful reading. And you just called for one question.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that, you know, we gave you these readings because it's so beautiful. You're really beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
So, Christiana, make sure you give us a call back and let us know how all your clairs are opening up, because this is just a matter of time before, you know, you start having all your clairs, and start, you hear already, feeling, you know, and knowing, and everything else. It's just so amazing to connect with spirit.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I will call in again.
Okay. Have a great evening, right. And make sure you give us a call back. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Nice. Wow, that was so beautiful.
Yeah. It was so funny in the beginning. You were giving her what you were feeling there, and telling her about, the different things that empaths need to do. And I'm shuffling the cards, and it almost popped out, and it was the ears wide open. And I was like, oh, yep. Nope.
Wow, that's
it.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I love that.
It's so
are you ready for our next caller?
Yes,
we should speak about that, yes, the protection, definitely. I mean, the first thing I do besides, giving my thanks for another beautiful day and my prayers, I mean, I bubble up. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the second thing, I do besides prayer, because, I mean, we must. Especially nowadays, there's so many people, just letting go of fear and ego and everything. And it's just very important to do this at this time.
Yeah.
And always, if you're an empath.
Yeah. Well, and if you're going out in places, if you're going places with a lot of people, the energy can be overwhelming sometimes. If you are a person that goes out into crowds or doesn't like to go out into crowds because you feel overwhelmed and like your emotions are crazy, chances are you are an empath. You're most definitely an empath.
Yep.
And that's what you need to do is say, please wrap me in a bubble of white light or, a ball of protection, whatever you're comfortable with as I go out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't feel that. You won't feel all that craziness of everyone else. It'll keep itself at bay. You may be aware of their energy, but it won't feel like it's overtaking you, and you won't, I remember when, a few years back before I knew what I was doing, I remember having panic attacks in places because other people were so anxious. And that's what can happen. So it's important, even if you think you might be an empath, ask for protection. It doesn't hurt. It's not going to hurt you at all. If anything, it's going to help you. So, and you'll find, you may find that you're more clear, you're more calm. It's
it's easier to get through those situations. So definitely good practice to be into, for sure.
Yeah, so. And I feel that Archangel Michael wants me to say to ask for his protection. So because I have the Archangel power to roll cards, and he's like the King of Michael. He's
yeah.
like right in the front of the deck and standing, protecting. So, I mean, Archangel Michael is a great protector. You can ask him to move in, you know, your home and protect you always and always be with you. And, you know, once you have that, it's amazing, you know. But the bubbling up also helps. But he just wanted me to say that,
yeah.
to mention his name, just in case people don't know, you know, Archangel Michael. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's that?
Oh, no. I just wanted to let you finish.
Oh, no, I was just saying he's the top dude when it comes to angels, Michael. So if you need anything, if you're nervous or scared, need protection, you call on Archangel Michael and he'll swoop in and save you.
Definitely.
He's always got my back, I know.
Yeah, mine too. Yep. I've been saved too many times, you know, like walking down the street and just like I feel like there's a shield on me. And, you know, like maybe like 6 months ago, like a person came to me and they looked at me and I felt like he was going to like attack me. And all of a sudden, he looks at me and he walks away, and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank God. I'm like, thank you so much, all the archangels. I'm like, thank you for your protection.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'd be surprised, I mean, what people see. You know, they see this archangel with you. They're not going to mess with you. Seriously, people, there's a lot of fears out there that people don't know, but they are, you know, people that could see the good and the bad. All right, so enough of that.
Okay.
We can go on our next caller. Let's see. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Area code 256, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. My question is about promotion in my career.
Okay.
And I think there was a message earlier in reference to divine timing, and I just want to know how to navigate that.
Okay.
Like there's no navigation to it, unfortunately.
Well,
there's no cheating.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not really the problem. It's, you know, I mean, basically, as human beings, right, we've developed this linear thing called time. And the universe doesn't see time. To the universe, like, everything, it's already in motion and it's happening. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't see Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Or even months or years, it just knows that the plan is moving and all the parts are going on their way. You know, for us as humans, right, we've put in these things, clocks and calendars and days of the week, and that we want to, you know, put everything on a timeline. We want to know when it's coming exactly and control it, right? We can't control what the universe is going to bring us. So when you're trying to manifest something, or you're putting an idea out into the universe that you want to come back to you, you just have to put it there and believe that it's going to come back. Have the faith, because it will. And if what you ask for doesn't come back, a lot of times something better than what you ask for comes back. That's generally how it will roll, because the universe usually has in store for us something much greater than we've even thought of yet.
And that's why we have to trust, and we have to, you know, just believe and have faith that everything's always going to work out, and what we need will be brought to us in the right time. And when you lean more into that, as I've learned to do, and it's not like, oh, snap your fingers and tomorrow you're just trusting everything and you can just, you know there should be no problems. You'll stress because that's what we do. I'll tell you, it probably took me a good 3 or 4 years to get into the groove of, I don't have to worry. Like, I know it's going to work out. But it doesn't mean every time a problem comes up that I don't go, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do now? Because I do. I do it every time. And then I go, oh, you know what? I know it's going to be okay. It might take me a few minutes to think it through. And then I'm like, oh, there we go. It's coming. So it's unfortunately, that's just how it works. There's no, you just have to believe. You know, like Santa, I guess. And like I said, I mean, I've had it work for me. I've had it actually happen. I've had things come to me that I didn't even know that I needed. Well, to your perfect example, this radio show, I had no interest in radio. I had no idea anything about radio. And a woman that I met 2 times, she's on one of the other shows on Friday nights. She called me and she said, I have an opportunity and I think you're perfect for it. And I said, what? And she said, a radio show on Blog Talk. And I said, what? Okay. And I tried it out and I'm like, this is where it's at. I was trying to do like live videos on Facebook and I hated it. And this is perfect. Like I love being here. I love being here on Wednesday nights with you guys. And with, you know, my other co-hosts, Mary and Nicole and all them. So, and I was just looking for, you know, what else was I going to do with my spiritual stuff that I do? You know, where else could I put it out there and talk to people and get in touch with people? And this is what it brought me. So, you know, I had no idea that I was looking for it. So that's how divine timing works. You just have to know that it'll be, something will come for you and work out for you because it always does. So as we were talking, I was pulling your cards about your job, and I got a few things here. So, again, this is the second time I pulled this card tonight. I pulled the tender embrace card with the two elephants kind of nuzzled together. As far as your job goes, I feel like you are going to come into something, because one of the other cards is saying you're moving. It's going to work out, like it's going to be a perfect handshake where you, the job that you move into, it's going to complement you, what you do now, perfectly, and you're just going to love it. I feel like it's just going to be perfect. That card in your reading is not about a relationship, but about this union of your job and you, and the company that you're working for, all kind of making this nice cohesive unit. And it's going to be, you're really, really going to enjoy it, I feel. Your next card is Into Me I See. And so this is really, it's a pretty card about going inside and connecting. She's a beautiful angel. Like, I can't even explain. She's almost like a hologram. But it's what you ask for is what I'm getting from it. It's exactly, you know, what you were looking for in the job. It was, you know, everything that connects with you that comes out of this. And the last card I got was a Merry Motive. So that's where I see you moving, the job promotion. And so this is going to be really exciting for you. This is going to be just the, I feel like it's just the culmination of the perfect, every part of this job you're just going to love, and it's going to be everything you wanted. It's really, really, it's really, really beautiful, actually, how it all is laid out here and coming together. Everyone is going to support you in the move. There isn't going to be jealousy or any of those things. No cattiness. It's going to be very, you're going to have a lot of support from your other work, your other coworkers with all of this. And you're really going to embrace it and enjoy doing what you're doing. It's, I'm almost speechless because it seems like such a beautiful move. So I definitely see you getting the promotion, and I see you, like I said, I just see you just being in love with this job, and it will be your lifelong job that you love doing, you love going to every day, you're passionate about, and other people see that you're very good at it as well. So you have a lot of support behind you, and you have a lot of positive things with the promotion for sure. So that's pretty much my message for you, Kimberly. But I think Mary's going to have a little bit more insight on it. And again, like I said, it just looks beautiful what I'm looking at. I wish I could show it to you because it's full of light and just love and passion, like not fiery passion, but like that. The passion that keeps us going, our drive. And you're really, really, really going to be happy with what you're doing. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was beautiful, Kimberly. And I have a similar, so I got the opportunity card for you and from the Angel Answers deck, and success. For you, and the opportunity is like she's got her arms open to the sky, and all these coins are falling down, raining over her. So it, obviously it's positive. So it's, you know, something great is happening. And it says positive growth and expansion is on the horizon for you. This opportunity may bring with it inspiration and insight, or it could be the chance you've been waiting to take action on ideas you already have. And your angels are about to open a door of possibilities for you, and they want you to step right through. And then the other card, the success, we all know what that means. It says, congratulations, you are on the road to success. You needn't have any reservations about your situation that you're asking about, as it's going to work out beautifully. And that's where they want me to stop reading the card.
Okay.
Your success and opportunity. So it's beautiful, Kimberly. So it's nothing but great, you know. Now you're going to have to give us a call back and let us know how
good things coming
when you get it. Yeah, good things coming.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Kimberly.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'll put you on
let
hold
us know
if you'd like
make
to
out.
See.
Okay,
yeah,
I will.
For sure.
I will.
Okay,
have a good night.
On. You too. Wow, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was easy peasy.
I was like, I'm looking at the cards and they're just, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like a beautiful, it was almost like a, I could almost see like a beautiful like dance, like a waltz, right? Like two people just coming together and then it moves from one space to another and it was like so fluid and the cards were just so pretty in displaying that and how they were. The wording may not have been the easiest to interpret on them, but it was the, I could see in the pictures what was happening, and I'm like, oh, she's just going to be so happy, and she's going to love this, and, that's
kind
of job, right? We all want to do.
That's
what we all want to have, not just go to work for a paycheck, right?
And
be happy
going
there.
And and the cards that I got, actually, they both have their arms open up to the sky, to the divine. And I feel like once she gets this, I know you're still listening, Kimberly, so just be thankful, be grateful, and just always say, I'm blessed, I'm grateful, and I'm sure you'll do that, but I just felt the need to say that because the divine is helping and assist and the angels also, so it's going to turn out beautifully. I just can't wait for her to call us back.
Yeah.
So I think we have a few more callers. Are you ready for our next caller?
I'm ready.
Okay. Area code 111.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. How are you? Welcome to Angel Answers.
Thanks for taking my call.
Can I have your first name? You're welcome.
Sure, it's Rose Maria.
Oh, hi, Rose Maria.
How are you?
Do you have a question for us, Rose Maria?
Sure. I know I've been having, like, a hard time this week with different people, different companies. I was wondering what that's supposed to all mean and try to travel. And go, it looks like it's going upside down. So I'm wondering if it's going straight through for me for travel next month.
Oh, you're traveling for work? Or just for leisure?
A little bit of both, I guess.
Oh, okay. Okay. Liz, did you get something?
I was going to say, at the beginning of your question, I thought you were saying you were having a problem at work. Is that what you
Yeah,
asked,
that's
or you
what
were
I
just,
thought so, too.
Or you're traveling for work?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
So the first part I got is storm warning, which to me is saying, you know, beware, be cautious, because there's some rough road ahead. Things aren't going to go exactly as you'd like them to. Not bad, but, you know, like, I mean, you know, if you're traveling in the next couple of days, obviously this hurricane, right, is coming up the coast. That's going to put things in the damper, you know, to predict travel that way. But I feel, you know, I don't feel, you know, actual weather, but you have, you know, there's some things coming up that are going to kind of, you know, get in the way a little bit and hinder things going smoothly. It's not going to, you know, disrupt everything or make it absolutely horrible, but it is going to put, you know, a little hiccup in things. Because the next card I got was yin and yang, and the number 22. So, of course, it's about balance coming back and being restored. So just you're going to go through this little hiccup, and then everything's going to be okay. You know, so when the hiccup comes, don't panic. Don't freak out, because you know that it's just a little bump in the road, really. No matter how big it may seem, it's not going to be the end all. And shortly thereafter, everything is going to balance itself out and be just the way you want it to be. So, you know, no worries. Just, you know, be prepared for the bump. And then the last card I pulled for you is blossoming abundance. So, you know, you will see what you want at the end. You will have enjoyment. You will have, you know, a little maybe extra time for leisure, I think, while you're there. And may even get a little extra while you're on the trip. Are you going somewhere where there's gambling?
Not really.
No, okay. There's just something here stuck out to me, and I was like, ooh, I wonder if she's playing the slots. Well, okay, so I'm going to say while you're
Probably.
There, if you have an opportunity to gamble, you may want to take that chance.
Probably if they want to go with
like,
me.
I feel like there could be a little extra win while you're away as well. So don't get discouraged by a bump in the road. Don't get discouraged when, you know, things seem to be falling apart, because it's only going to be temporary. It won't last long at all. You know, just breathe and say, I know it's all going to work out, because it is. Because like I said, it's not very much time at all. I can see that the time is very short, and that it's all going to come into a nice balance and even itself out. And actually, in the end, you're going to have a better time. And I feel like you're going to bring home a little bit more than you went. So that's my message for you, Rose Maria. And I'm going to let Mary give you her message, okay?
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Rose Maria. So I got perfect timing. So what I'm getting from this is sort of like what we were mentioning early in the show, like divine timing. So when it's going to happen, it's going to be the perfect time. So your question was whether you're going to be traveling. So it's going to happen in divine timing, perfect timing for it to happen. And then I also pulled a card from the Postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dear you, there is a balance between activity and rest, ebb and flow. You can't have one without the other. If you are faced with an obstacle right now, the best course is to surrender and non-resistance. Soon enough, you'll see how easy it is to flow around it. Now is one of those times when you must trust the river of your life. Go with the flow, and in no time you'll reach what you have your heart and hopes set on. Just remember, Spirit will keep your head above water and will direct the currents. When it's time for a greater effort, you'll know exactly when you need to work those manifesting muscles. It can be challenging to master the flow of cycles of your life, but as you develop your skills, affluence will be yours. Enjoy the flow and trust those currents, for we're right there with you with our little umbrella drinks, smiling at your success. Love you so very much." That's so cute. And in the back, there's a butterfly, and it says, "You are magical." So, Rose Maria, you are magical. Just go with the flow. Don't go against the current. If it doesn't happen, take it as a cue from Spirit that it's not the perfect time, because the perfect time will come. And I'm totally chilled, so I had to tell you that. So the perfect time will come if it's not this time, okay? So, and go with the flow, because they want me to keep saying that to you. Just don't go against the current. So don't make it happen anyway if they're trying to avoid you ongoing, okay? I'm not saying that it's not going to happen. I'm just saying it's going to happen in perfect timing.
I was going to say, Mary, I think what I was getting from that was that, if your trip seems to be delayed, there's a purpose for that, and don't let it discourage you.
Yes.
Just like my card says, there's going to be that little storm in the beginning. Don't get upset. Mm-hmm. Just know that you were moved to, your flight was delayed, or you're not leaving for another 2 days because of some reason that is bigger than and it was meant to be that way. They're trying to make you avoid something worse. I'd be excited about the umbrella drink.
Yes, exactly. That's right. I just kept looking at right now umbrella drink. So that means it is happening, obviously. But, there could be a delay. So just don't go against the current.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
I hope that helps. And make sure you give us a call once you've done the traveling and let us know if there was a delay or it was perfect timing. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Have an awesome trip.
Thank you. Have a good time.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Hold on.
Have an umbrella drink for us.
Yeah. I haven't had one of those forever.
I know.
I need one of those.
I'm like, because we couldn't go anywhere.
An umbrella drink? The last time I had that was on a cruise. And that was I don't even know how long ago that was. Maybe 7 years ago, I think, or maybe even 10.
Wow.
In the cruise, they give you all those nice drinks, right? So you could buy souvenir cups.
Yes, so, I'm a fan of cruising.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, so am I. I can't wait to get back on the sea. I really can't. We have a couple of more callers. Are you okay with time? And
yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Area code 951. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Nathaniel. How you doing?
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Great.
Do you have a question for us, or you have great news for us?
Well, I'm just kind of feeling good today. I kind of had a day off, so I'm relaxing and taking care of some errands and stuff. But relaxing. I'm not sure if I want to move, but things seem to be okay today, pretty good. But maybe July will be a great springboard to the rest of my life, just manifesting all the things I've been studying for years. And, you know, I'm just focusing on the abundance and the blessings and the beauty of life. It's to pour down on like on a waterfall, like Niagara Falls.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy, Nathaniel. I feel so happy for you. Like, I have a smile when you called, so I'm sure you're happy too. That is awesome. So do you want to ask Spirit for a card, or do you have a question, or just want us to do like a general read?
I always want to know what Spirit has to say, but sometimes people, you know, because if I get in my way, then they may want to say something else. You know, they may have first priority to say something. But different readers, you know, they need a question, a lot of readers. I mean, some readers, actually, but some readers will just come off and, you know. So it's all different, so...
When I see clients, I like when they just like a general reading, because I think that sometimes when you ask a specific question, I'll just share this with you. When you ask a specific question, you are looking for too direct of an answer, but also in your mind, your intention is not just that question. It wants to know all these other things, and so the cards become like confused and kind of murky. That's why people don't get a clear reading. I mean, you know, readers can do it and they can give you an answer to what you've asked out loud, but it may not make sense to you if you have all this other clutter around the situation that's in your mind, because that comes out as part of your intention and the energy. And so when I have clients that come to me and they just are like, can I have a general reading? I'm like, yes, you can. And they usually get exactly what you said, Nathaniel, way more insight than they were going to ask about. For sure. because you
don't
want
like to go that
freely. Right?
Yeah. Some need a question, and that puts you into the psychological realm, so you may get a psychological answer rather than a message from spiritual answer.
Absolutely. Right? And that's how I feel. If my clients have a specific question, I ask them to hold the intention while I shuffle the cards and not speak their question out loud. Because I think it's more authentic, but, you know, because then you get answers and I have no idea what I'm answering. So you know that it's true.
Cool.
I have some cards here for you, Nathaniel, already as you were talking. And the first one I got, it's really cool, is it's a solar plexus card. And, you know, the solar plexus is all about your self-confidence and your personal power, which I felt like, as you talked about your manifesting and how everything was coming in, you've really bulked up in that area. This, you know, right now, you're feeling good about yourself. You're feeling confident in who you are and your abilities. And the card is exposed and revealed. So I feel like you're really seeing yourself in a true light, that you do have some power out there, and that the universe does provide and come through. You're really truly seeing it and believing it this time, not just saying it. Does that make sense?
You know? Can you kind of say that? Can you kind of say that again?
Yep. I feel like this time you're seeing it and believing it, and instead of just you know how sometimes we're like, oh yeah, I know the universe will provide, and we almost don't like feel it because we're like, eh. I never get exactly what I want, or, you know, it comes through, but it's not the greatest. or it wasn't
kind
what we
like
expected,
hitting a
right?
Home run, you know, if you hit a home run, you know, you know you hit a home run, but if somebody else hits a home run, well, it may not gravitate to you.
Yeah. So this time you're going, hey, this crap really does work, and I am good at this, and I can make my things happen that I want to happen. So I feel like this time you're really seeing like, yeah, I do have the power and I am able to do this. That's how that's what I'm getting at your feelings. You're like, yeah, I might be a spiritual badass. Oops, sorry, PG show. So this time it's really opening your eyes and making you believe it more than just in your mind telling yourself, like you're really believing it to the core. And then the next card I got for you is card number one, Earth Magic. So they're calling you to, you know, connect with the earth, do your grounding, because that's important. You don't want to get too carried away with all your, you know, self-confidence here. We don't want your ego pulling you away. So, you know, ground yourself down, make those connections. When we're grounded, our head isn't full of chaos and clutter. We're able to process everything that's going on and not be stressed out and not feel like we're being pulled in a million directions. We're able to really, like, look at each problem that we have with some discernment, right? We're able to see the situation logically and in the big picture. So, and then sometimes we see that it's not really a problem, right? So the angels are just calling you to make sure that you're doing your grounding work, that you're checking in every day. You know, I don't know if you were online when earlier I told the caller, even, you know, go outside and take 4 or 5 deep breaths and just feel the sun on your face, feel the breeze on your face. You know, breathe that warm air in, that cold air in, whatever, you know, whatever the temperature may be at the time of year. Just get out there and, you know, close your eyes, listen to the sounds of nature that are going on around you. You know, and it could be just as short as 5 deep breaths a day. You know, that's grounding, you know, that gets you connected and really clears your head, you know, because a lot of times we get all this other nonsense going around in there and we have all these things spiraling and we feel like chaos and we can't think straight. So grounding helps us really, like, bring it back down, put things in perspective. And then the last card I have for you goes right along with that, and it's a deep breath. So again, like I said, taking that time to, you know, close your eyes, take a deep breath when you feel overwhelmed. You know, I teach my kids meditation class. The one thing I teach the kids right away is when they start to feel anxious or nervous or start to get upset, all they have to do is close their eyes and take 3 deep breaths in through their nose, out through their mouth. It immediately puts their body back takes it out of flight or fight mode. And they don't, you know, those feelings of anxiousness and nervousness and being upset, they diminish. And we're able to calm ourselves down and bring ourselves back into a calm place where we can think rationally again. So I looking at this, Nathaniel, I see where you're just, you know, you're truly stepping into your belief and your power. And it's just time to, you know, get yourself comfortable there. Time for you to know how it feels when you're connected there. And the last card that I have is about the 7th chakra and Archangel Uriel. So you're really, your crown chakra is the 7th chakra, obviously. And you're in that time of connection. You are connecting right now. You are open and aware. And so, again, the grounding work is going to be very important. And you're going to, because you're now seeing and believing this stuff truly, fully, you're going to get more. You're going to see more. They're going to bring more things your way because you're not doubting or, you know, maybe going, it's not going to happen. It's, you know, because we're throwing that stuff out there. It negates what we put out the first time. So, you know, keep that faith that you have, because you're seeing right now the fruits of your labor with your manifestations coming to fruition. And there's just more of that to come, more of it to come. So with that, Nathaniel, I'm going to let Mary give you her message, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot. And what was your name?
You're welcome.
To be,
Liz.
What was your name? Liz. Okay. Thank
Liz.
You, Liz.
Yep. You're welcome.
Hi, Nathaniel. It's Mary, just so you don't forget my name. These cards are so beautiful, Nathaniel, the ones that fell out. So I pulled some of the postcards from Spirit since you wanted a Spirit message general. So it says, dear you, human beings spend a huge percentage of life asleep, not just in bed, but the kind where you forget you are a spiritual, immortal being taking on a temporary human form. It's not your fault. Everyone suffers from spiritual amnesia once in a while. As you develop an identity, an ego, you begin to see through the eyes of a small self and have less connection to your soul self. You may not recognize this is going on, but you sure can feel it. We're here to remind you to look through your soul's eyes and see that magic is everywhere. Infinite potential lies in spirit, who is teaming with you to fulfill the contract you made to contribute to the evolution of the whole world. Wake up and remember that all the help you need is orchestrated in the invisible realm. Your mind, in alignment with the divine intelligence, is unstoppable. The world is yours to co-create. You are so loved, and we are all behind you. And then the back of the card says, love your dreams. That's beautiful. Oh, I'm sorry. Love your dreams. Live your dreams. So, and I feel like you're co-creating and you know, have this I definitely feel the difference in you, Nathaniel, because, you know, you've been one of our callers for a while, and I feel it in you. I can't see you, but I feel the difference in your voice and how much happier you are. And I know Liz mentioned these two cards fell out for you. Well, one of them, and then I'm going to read the next one. The Right Now card. It says, stay in the present and don't get too far ahead of the flow. You'll soon trust that nothing more will come that can be handled in each given moment. And this card shows, like, someone meditating. So, like Liz mentioned, it's good to continue meditating. It's great that, you know, you're manifesting and you're at a great place right now. But, you know, there's always work to be done. Like, we are all always learning and always working towards, you know, getting better and recognizing our one self, our spiritual self. And then the other card that I was told to look at was the bottom of the deck, and it was intuition. And it says, each person's road to the inner Lord is extraordinary and personal. How liberating to listen inside and sense moment to moment what's needed. And then the card intuition has a heart. So I feel like you're opening your heart chakra. Your heart chakra is opening because it has an eye on it. So I feel like your third eye is opening and also your heart chakra. But it actually has a picture of, you know, the heart with the valves in it and with an eye in it. So I feel like your heart chakra is opening up. So just continue working on that, because the more we heal, the more we get connected to spirit, the more, you know, messages we get from the spiritual realm, and, you know, the more better we feel as well, you know, in opening our heart. And I'm being called to say to call on Archangel Raphael, because, you know, he works with the heart chakra. So, you know, work with Archangel Raphael to open up your heart chakra, or work on it as well. So I hope this helps, Nathaniel. And I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, welcome. I was going to agree with Mary that you sound much less nervous.
And
I don't even know if nervous is what I want to say, because you didn't necessarily sound nervous before, but you had a lot of hesitation in your voice when you were first calling us, talking to us, you know, and now
yes.
you sound very
He's
confident.
He's like so relaxed.
Much, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
And
that's what it is, the confidence. Yep. Mm-hmm. And at ease. Yep. That's because he's coming into his true self, his spiritual self. And he's seeing
Absolutely.
Himself in his soul's eyes as well. So
good for you, Nathaniel.
So that is so great. Yes. I'm so proud of you. Nathaniel, make sure you give us a call back as usual, you know, and continue meditating. I feel like that's really working out for you, and, you know, and manifesting, and also trust your intuition as well, and work with Archangel Raphael for the heart expansion and heart chakra.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks again.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll put you on hold now. Thank you, Nathaniel. Have a blessed night.
Oh, thank you. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Nathaniel.
Wow, that's so great. I love to get callbacks and when people sound so great, especially with people that we've known from past callers, you know, it's so great.
Yeah.
That we've helped them
absolutely.
Out, you know.
I agree with you totally that, again, Nathaniel has called us, I think, pretty much since the start of our show, right around, you know, within the first couple of weeks, and we hear from him every few weeks. And he's come a long way. He's made a lot of definitely internal work and you know, looking and also, but trust, you know, he's turning to that spiritual side and he's trusting what he's receiving and what he's putting out there and what he's doing. And that's what's important, is to believe in what you're doing and to trust that the universe is going to bring it to you. They're going to deliver what you need. And a lot of times it's not going to show up exactly as what you asked for. Most times it comes better.
Yep.
Almost always.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're forcing things, they're not meant for you. If you're working too hard and you're forcing it and it's not going, if there's a hiccup every step of the way, that's not meant for you. It's time to just take a step back.
Yeah.
And it may not mean that it's not meant for you ever, but it's not meant for you right
just
now.
Just not right now.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, take a step back, because guess what? The universe has a plan far beyond what you even conceptualized or thought. What's coming for you is far greater than you've even imagined. And when it comes, you're just going to be blown away. So, you know, I've really embraced, you know, stepping back and just having the trust and, you know, knowing that everything's going to work out. Yes, do I go into initial moments of panic? Absolutely. but then I go, wait.
Yeah.
You know, I clear my head, and even my family says, as soon as I start to panic, they say, it's all going to work out. So I have my physical team here to keep me in check, too, when I start to go down that, crazy mode of, like, oh, no, everything's falling apart, and it can't work out. And, it does. And we just have to be patient, and we just have to trust and believe that it is coming. You know, we don't get to decide what time. That's the whole story.
Right. What time, what's going to happen, who's coming, nothing like that. It just, I keep hearing Lenny, because I asked him to come through, and I keep hearing let go and let God. I miss Nicola and Lenny so much.
So I
kept hearing that. Yeah. So I'm just like hearing that, and you know, it goes for me too. Like, you know, I sometimes, and I'm sure everybody goes through that, where, you know, we have to trust and let go and let God, you know, he knows the right path for us. He knows exactly where we should be, where, when, how it should happen, and divine timing. Again, it comes to divine timing when things are meant to be. You know, we try to push things sometimes, but, you know, until it's meant to be, it won't happen, you know. And, I mean, it's happened to all of us where we try to push things and, you know, it just doesn't happen. So it's just trust and let go and let God.
I'm going to say it's our nature.
I keep hearing that. Lenny keeps telling me.
Yeah. Yep. Well, because it's true, you know. It's, and that's why I say, you know, if you're forcing things and things are not working out, if they're not falling right into place, like boom, 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 and you're like, mm-hmm. and I'm like, it doesn't get old, because I'm always like, oh my gosh, how could it, like, can you believe mm-hmm. I needed this and here it is? doesn't matter how
yeah.
many times it happens, it's still awesome. and you know, you just know it'll come. It's, you know, if you're forcing it and you're pushing hard, then it's not meant for you. Everything should be in flow. If you're following what the universe
yep.
is putting in front of you, you're in flow. It's like, it's seamless. There's nothing to worry about. It
mm-hmm.
just, everything keeps coming, right? Like, it's one step in front of you. So,
yeah,
you know, and sometimes we're pushing for something because we want it now, but we're not meant to get it till later. So there's nothing wrong with stepping
yeah.
away from something. It's not necessarily giving up. It's just, you know, putting
mm-hmm.
it on the back burner. And guess what? When the time's right, it'll all come together. It'll all work out. There's
yeah.
there's nothing to worry about. You know,
mm-hmm.
your spirit guides, your God, whatever, you know, your higher power is, they're all there for you. They want what's best
mm-hmm.
for you. They're all conspiring in your favor. That's what they say. No one's trying
yeah.
to work against you. So we,
yeah.
our ego is what works against us. So
yeah. Exactly, because we want it right now, right this second,
yes.
or yesterday,
absolutely.
Instead of, like, whenever it's the perfect time for it. Yep, I agree.
Yep.
I agree. There's a lot of ego in that, yep. But we're so used to getting it when we want, you know. But
yep.
just like I mentioned earlier in one of the callers, like, you know, once it's the same thing happened to me, you know, about the radio, the Blog Talk Radio. Like, you and I were put together in the same path for this show, and it was just amazing to meet you. And, you know, and after that, like, so many doors opened, like, you know, like all these free courses, you know, from all these,
yeah.
You know, from Rally Valentine to Kyle Gray to, you know, Colette Baron Reed. You know, so it's just like, you know, it's divine timing. Like, when it's
yeah.
meant to be, all the doors will open. And I feel like anytime I look up, it's just like something else is being opened, you know, another door is being opened to continue on my path that I'm on now. So it's just, you know,
absolutely.
If you're meant for it, you're meant for it at the time, you know, it's going to happen. So
yeah.
with that
absolutely.
Said, I'm going to let go.
And
my God, of my situation.
I'm just like, you know, absolutely. I mean, what a time for us to get, you know, asked to be on radio when the whole world is shut down and there's nothing to do. And, hey, you could have a radio show. And you're right. All of these, you know, renowned spiritual leaders or, you know, Oracle deck creators
mm-hmm.
and those things, they, you know, all of them were offering, you know, some kind of free class
yeah.
or course or something you could do or learn, and with, along with many, many other things, you know, or
yeah.
I mean, we dove into, like, how about all these, like, virtual tours of museums all over the world, and
yeah.
like, there was, what is the, it's like a, I feel like PBS maybe, but, you know, it was like a thing on the pyramids, and I could go to the pyramids virtually, right, and see them on my TV in my living room, because that's where we're at. We can't travel, and we've got that going on. You know, I could do all this cool stuff without leaving my living room and still see things. So, you know, definitely the world's working in our favor, and we never know what's coming. But I guess, Mary,
yeah.
we're about at the end of our show, so...
Yes,
it was great
we are.
With you this evening. We again were in sync,
yeah,
even without our other friends.
And, I know, with our other team members.
I know. I hope. Well, next week we won't all be here because next week is my off week. But hopefully DC will be back. I did talk to Nicola
mm-hmm.
a little bit today. She's just you know, having some health issues with all the energies of the world happening, but
yeah,
I think
exactly.
she hopes to be back soon too. She just has to get herself taken care of, and so
yeah.
But of
mm-hmm.
course, we want our callers to call back and let us know how they've made out, what's happened and keep us up to date. And until next week, I guess we're out of here, huh?
Yeah. Have a good night to all the
you
callers.
Too.
Have a blessed night. Love and light to everyone.
Yeah. All right. Love and light. We'll see everyone next week. Have a great week.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.